Okay? And I thought this morning we would use a compass. So I thought I'll bring my phone in. I'll see if I can set up my compass. And then I thought what we would do this morning is I would see if we could pray for different parts of our world by turning in the direction that the compass points us. It's a bit different, isn't it? So seeing we're sort of South London, I thought we might begin by facing to the north. As you look forward, we look into our government and to where lots of rules and decisions are made. And that helps us to remember to pray for our country. So we're going to pray by facing to the north in a few minutes. Then I thought we'd pray facing to the south, because the caramels have gone south, haven't they? If you hear last Sunday morning, they're right in the middle of Africa now, south. So we're going to think about them, and we're going to think about Matt Beasley, who's also in Africa. He's down in the south as well. Then I thought we would face east, because a lot of Christians find it really difficult to follow Jesus in the east. And we're going to think about them as we pray, as we face east. And as we pray west, I kind of worked out that it's sort of Darrick Wood direction, school direction, and maybe just about takes in Crofton Junior Schools, but it reminds us to pray for our schools, for our children, for our teachers. And then, if you're comfortable to do this, I'm getting this because I was so African yesterday. We're going to face each other, but you can do this with your eyes closed. And I'm going to pray for our church family, but we pray for each other. So let's stand up, shall we? And we're going to face north. If you can't stand, please just remain seated. I don't want anybody keeling over this morning. So we're going to begin by facing to the north, which according to my compass is about sort of, yeah, it's about here actually. So there you go. So we face north and we pray for our government and our politicians. We're sort of facing up to London and Westminster. You can see that in your mind. And we pray, Father, for our politicians. We pray for our Prime Minister. And we pray in particular for Christians in politics this morning, that as they seek to work out the values of your kingdom in the responsibilities that you've given to them, we pray that you will give them courage and great bravery, we pray. And give wisdom to our Prime Minister and his cabinet, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's think about the caramels. So we're going to go south, which has got to be presumably about sort of this direction, doesn't it? So we're now looking all the way down to Africa. If you kept going this way, so let's pray for the caramels. Father, we pray for the caramel family this morning. We thank you for the interview which we had last Sunday morning. We pray for them as a family as they find themselves in a new situation and a new city, knowing very few people. We pray for the house that they asked us to pray about, that it would work out well, and for the car that you provided them with. And we pray that you will help them to make friends quickly and find a new church family that they can belong to. And we pray for Matt as well, way down in Africa, miles from here. Lord, may he know that you are with him today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're going east, okay? So we think about Christians in the persecuted world. We're going to face east, which is this way, which is quite nice, actually, because we're sort of praying in the direction of the cross. So let's pray for Christians. Father, in many parts of our world today, it is difficult and hard to follow Jesus. And as we stand, in a sense, in front of your cross this morning, we pray that you will give courage and bravery to those who have to speak and live for Jesus in difficult and dangerous situations. Amen. And we're going west, which is about almost out the front door. That's quite good too, actually, isn't it? So praying out into our local community, and we're praying for our schools. Father, we thank you for the schools in this local area. We thank you for the teachers. We thank you for many teachers who are part of this church family. We pray you will equip them as they teach children in this local area. We pray particularly for children and for teachers as we go on holidays and as we take time out. We pray for refreshment, and we especially pray for safety over these summer months, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the slightly tricky bit. You need to stand in alternate rows facing people. Can you do that? That's the most challenging part of the morning, isn't it? Wow. Now, if this embarrasses you in any way, close your eyes, okay? Let's pray. Let's pray. If you can't find someone to face, close your eyes. We pray for our church family this morning. Father, this morning we pray for Mikey Asifa. We pray, Lord, that he might know your healing touch on his life this morning. And we pray too for Joe Yip's dad, who is seriously ill in hospital And Joe and Viv have gone to Malaysia to be with him. May they know your love and your care, we pray. And for others in our church family for whom life is difficult right now, may they know your peace and your comfort and your strength as we pray for one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now you can turn around. That's not much more comfortable now, isn't it? Do take a seat. Now, it probably hasn't escaped you this morning that our theme this morning is heroes. And a few people have come dressed up as heroes this morning. Before I come and talk to you, I want to tell you a story which began a long, long, long time ago. When I was about 12 years old, which for some of you, is kind of makes me ancient, doesn't it? You see, when I was very young, we didn't have a television in our house at all. But one day, I can remember it so well, this television set arrived in our house. It was black and white. Now, that doesn't mean that the colours on the outside of the television was black and white. It means that the picture was in black and white. Imagine that. Wow, to get a television for the first time and the pictures were in black and white. And we turned it on, and my brother and myself, and we found our superheroes. And our superheroes back then were Batman and Robin. Way! It was great, but it was all in black and white. A bit boring, really, black and white. And our second hero series was Thunderbirds. Yay! Some of you remember this, don't you? This is taking you back, isn't it? Do you remember the little strings for the Thunderbirds? Yeah. We pretended we couldn't see the strings as children because we didn't want to believe the strings were there. We thought they were real people. Anyway, as I've got older, I haven't kind of lost my desire for superheroes. So I still go to the cinema and I still love the superheroes. And some of them are here this morning. Let's see if we can identify some of these. Who do you think that is? Spider-Man. Come here. Come here. We have a guest appearance this morning, look. Spider-Man has come this morning. Fantastic, thank you, that's brilliant. Let's see if we can work out who's next here. Batman and Superman, come up. People have got to see, we've got a Batman here this morning, haven't we? Or should I say a Bat-Lady, do you think? Brilliant. Have we got any, we've got Superman. John, come here. Up you come. Charlie, you can just stand up where you are, okay? Have we got any other Supermen here? Superman, Supermen? Another one? Somewhere here, somebody's pointing to me. Let me see. Another Batman? Stand up on the chair for me. Just stand up on the chair. Everybody can see you. Fantastic. Way! Brilliant. Super. Good. Right, you guys can have a seat, okay? Let's see who else we can work out this morning. Now, who are these guys? The who? The Famous Four. Is that what it is? The Fantastic Four. Does anybody know their names? Ah, you see. Have we got any of the Fantastic Four here this morning? Does anybody know their names? Who knows their names? Who does? Do you? Okay, oh, brilliant. Great, go for it.
I only know three of them.
Okay, go for it.
The Thing, Human Torch, and Mr. Fantastic.
That's good enough for me. You've done well. Thank you. That's really helpful. Okay. Right, who's this? Who's this? Captain? America. Any Captain Americas here? No, not this morning. What about this one here then? Who's this? Iron Man. And we have an Iron Man this morning. Come on, Iron Man, stand up on the chair. That's it. Whoa, brilliant. Fantastic. Excellent. Excellent. This is totally unplanned. It's great, isn't it? Brilliant. Okay, and who's this? Bumblebee. Yeah, I think he's a kind of superhero and if you're into Transformers and stuff. So, we've seen some hero figures this morning, haven't we? Oh, we've got another one here. Who are you? You're going to tell me who you are?
A knight.
You're a knight. You stand up on the chair, too. I don't want anybody to miss out. Stand up in your chair. Let people see this knight. Brilliant. And I'll let you in on a secret. This knight saves princesses. So, watch out, princesses, eh? So, hero figures. I was thinking about hero figures during the week, and I thought, but there are other hero figures, aren't there? There are hero figures that inspire us as well. They're not kind of imaginary. I hate to break the spell here, but some of those characters are not real, okay? I have a few heroes. It's one of my sporting heroes. I can indulge myself this morning. It's the last Sunday, but at the end of term, I can get away with it all. Do anybody know who this is? Which one? Oh, we'll go for the big one, okay? Brian O'Driscoll, okay, one of the greatest Irish rugby players that has ever lived. He's one of my sporting heroes, okay? And we may have other kinds of heroes in our lives. I have another hero figure, and this is, he's sort of not around now. Anybody know who that is? His first name is William. Wilberforce, that's right. William Wilberforce was instrumental in getting rid of slavery, not just in this country, but right across the world. He's an inspirational figure. I wonder, do anybody else have inspirational figures? Anybody going to tell me this morning, an adult, have you got an inspirational figure in your life? Paul?
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, fantastic, thank you. Charlie?
You.
Oh, sorry. Immediate pay rise for that man. It's just the heat, that's all it is. Anybody else got an inspirational figure in their lives? Margaret? Richard Fernbrandt. Great. Anybody else? Martin Luther. Yep. Oh, okay. Well, it depends who you support, I guess, doesn't it? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll let you away with that one, okay? Anybody else? Yes, Valerie. Your dad. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? People in our lives that inspire us, okay? That's what we're thinking about together this morning. The definition of a hero is a person who's admired for their courage or their character or their achievements. And we're going to be thinking about hero figures this morning, and we're going to be thinking about how hero figures inspire us to follow Jesus. Now, I actually need two volunteers to come and help me now at this stage. Oh, excellent. Thank you. There's one. Can I have another volunteer? Okay. Oh, there we go. Fantastic. Good. Okay. Can you see any heroes here this morning? Sort of look out. Can you see any heroes? Well, Batman, yeah. I was sort of thinking of other heroes that are not dressed up this morning. Could you spot any heroes that are not dressed up this morning? It's kind of hard to spot, really, aren't they? A tall one. Do you see a tall one?
No, Tor.
Oh, Tor. Okay, very good. Brilliant. Lovely. Excellent. Well, we're going to embarrass some people this morning, okay? Because have you ever seen these chocolates? I think you have, because they've been in your house for about the last week, haven't they? But what are those chocolates called?
Don't know.
No, they're called heroes. And I love embarrassing people. You know the way Charlie embarrassed me a few minutes ago and my face went all red? Do you think we can make some other people's faces go red this morning? Well, what we want to do this morning is we want to say thank you to all of our Sunday school teachers and all of their helpers, because in many ways they are unsung heroes, because Sunday by Sunday, lots of us get to stay in this room, and we're taught in this room, and lots of people, you see, every Sunday, hundreds, looks like hundreds of people are going out, isn't it? Sometimes I wonder if anybody left, actually. But every week, Sunday in and Sunday out, there are lots of people who prepare to teach people like you about the Bible and about who Jesus is. So what we're going to do is give them a present this morning, okay? And you need to be my runners this morning, okay? So we're going to embarrass them by asking them to stand up so that we can see where those heroes are, okay? And then I'm going to give you a box of heroes for each of our heroes who teach our children and our young people, okay? So if you are a teacher, if you are a helper, if you're involved in looking after babies on a Sunday morning, if you're teaching or helping our young people on a Sunday morning, we want you to stand up where you are. Okay? Can you do that for us? Now, lots of people have already started their holidays, so give these guys a round of applause. This is our opportunity to say thank you to these folks. And there are others who are not here this morning, and we're going to make sure they get a gift as well, okay? So we're nearly at the back. I want to pray, okay, for our Sunday school teachers, for our helpers, and for all that they do. So, Father, thank you so much for everybody who has stood this morning, for those who are already away on holidays. And we want to say a special thank you to you this morning for the way in which you help our teachers to teach our children and our young people. Thank you for the time they find in the week to prepare. Thank you, Father, for the way in which they teach our children and our young people about Jesus. We want them to know this morning that they are our heroes. And we thank you so much for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've also got something to say about heroes this morning, okay? So, I think maybe if you stay where you are, it's probably best if that's okay. So let's look closely and see what our puppets want to tell us about heroes this morning.
Na 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 Batman!
Bobbin, look what I found!
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Flatman! What is it?
I'm not sure, Bobbin. It appears to be a pamphlet with some kind of message in it.
Leaping Lazarus, Flatman! We've got to figure it out!
To the flat cave, Bobbin! Okay, Bobbin, let's figure out the hidden message. On the cover, it says, The Gospel.
Holy Bible, Flatman! Definitely a code. What do you think it means?
Let's run it through the definer word capacitor and see what it comes up with.
Great thinking, Flatman! Is anything coming up?
Yes, Bobbin. It is coming up on the screen now.
Great smelly tennis shoes. What does it say?
Entered phrase means good news. Information that is positive. The opposite of bad. Something worth knowing.
Jogging giraffes, Flatman. Well, we must read it.
Yes, Bobbin. Let's look inside.
Hopping hippos. Great idea, Flatman.
It says, all have sinned.
Parachuting parakeets. That means us, Flatman.
Yes, Bobbin, it does. According to this, we have sinned.
Well, what are we going to do? Read on.
It says, the wages of sin is death.
Bungee jumping baboons, Flatman. We're going to die! Even though we're the bumbling duo, we're finished. Done for. History. Kaput. Well, what kind of good news is that?
Wait, Bobbin. There's more.
We're going to change from superheroes to super zeros.
Bobbin, take a chill pill. There's more. That's not the end.
Great gooey gumballs, Flatman. I'm not sure I want to hear more.
It says that God's Son, Jesus, died for us.
For us?
That's what it says. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Golly, Flatman. That was nice of him. He must really love us. A lot.
I think so, Bobbin. But it says we must accept him as our saviour, or we'll have to die for our sins ourselves.
Great flying toasters, Flatman. Then there's only one thing to do.
What, Bobbin?
Karate chopping kangaroos, Flatman. We must accept Jesus as our saviour.
Let's pray, Bobbin. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner.
Me too.
I'm sorry I've sinned.
Me too.
Please forgive me and be my saviour.
Mine too.
Help me not to sin anymore.
Me too.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Me too. Oh, amen.
Wow, Bobbin, we're saved.
Great marauding mice, Flatman. That's a change. Usually we do the saving around here.
But only Jesus can save people from their sins.
Holy Spirit, Flatman. That makes Jesus the superest superhero of all.
I hope all these kids have accepted Jesus.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Well done. Well, we're thinking about heroes this morning. All kinds of superheroes. We're thinking about the person of Jesus. And we've been thinking about what a hero is. Somebody is admired for their courage and their character and their achievements. And God has given us people in our lives to inspire us and to keep us following Jesus. And one of the things that we're going to be thinking about this morning is some of the people which God has given to us in the Bible to help us to keep on following Jesus. Sometimes it can be really tough to be a follower of Jesus. Maybe you're in school, and maybe people make fun of you because you're a Christian, and they laugh at your faith, and they try and wind you up a bit to see how you're going to respond. Or maybe you're in the workplace, and it's difficult to be a Christian in the workplace, or in your home. Or sometimes when we get sick, we sometimes find it really difficult. It's a real struggle to follow Jesus. So God has given us an amazing chapter in the Bible. It's in Hebrews 11. We haven't got time this morning to look at the whole of that chapter. But here's a video clip which helps us to have a think about some of the heroes of faith which God has given to us to inspire us and to encourage us. God has given us a whole chapter in the Bible. If you go home sometime and look at Hebrews 11, some amazing people who are there to help us to follow God. Now, one of the things that we're going to look at this morning, just for a few minutes, is the Bible. And here are some things that God wants to say to us this morning. Sometimes we get people to come to the front and read the Bible out loud, but this morning we're all going to read the Bible. We're all going to read it out loud because the words are on the screen, so we can read it out loud from where we are. In Hebrews 11, we got lots of really amazing characters, but they're all people like you and me. And then it says in Hebrews chapter 12, let's read it out loud together. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And God wants to say some things to us this morning from that verse. But we're going to sing about Jesus. And while we sing, we've got some sheets that we're going to hand out for the younger children. And you've got some things that you can fill in. And then just for a few minutes as adults, we're going to look at what God wants to say to us this morning from the Bible. So we're going to stand and sing a great song about Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let's stand to sing and we'll hand out some sheets. The last few minutes of our service, many of our younger children got some sheets. There's the opportunity for you to write a prayer saying thank you to God for your Sunday school teachers, which we'll use in a few minutes at the end of our service. But just for a few minutes, we've looked at all kinds of hero figures this morning, and we've thought, haven't we, about hero figures inspiring us. We talked about some of the people in our lives who we look up to, and the Bible points us to lots of heroes who can inspire us. People are just like us. They fail, they make mistakes, and yet because of their faith in God, God encourages them, and eventually they cross the finishing line. And there's some great things that God wants to say to us. Some very simple things this morning from God's Word, from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3, is the first thing that God wants to say to us this morning from His Word. He says, if you need to be encouraged this morning as you go out into a new summer break, going on holidays, maybe feeling a bit tired at this time of the year, and you're feeling a bit kind of slow in terms of following Jesus, the Bible says to us, firstly, consider those who've inspired us. Consider those who've inspired us, who've kept the faith, who've crossed the finishing line. And there are lots of people in the Bible, aren't there? We've all got favourite characters that we sometimes think about when we need to be inspired. A very dear friend of mine died just about 10 days ago, actually. And his life and his faith and the way he approached his death has been a great inspiration to me. There are many people in this church family who have crossed the finishing line. They're in God's heaven. And by their life and their faith and their witness, they inspire us to keep on following Jesus. That's what the Bible says to us. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, it says we need to persevere, we need to keep going. So let's thank God for those who've inspired us. I can remember also youth leaders who've helped me when I became a Christian at quite a young age. People who come alongside me and helped me and inspired me to follow Jesus. So I want you to give thanks to those today who've inspired you to follow Jesus. Here's the second thing the Bible says to us this morning. It says, consider your own life. Because sometimes when we feel like giving up, and sometimes when we find it difficult to follow Jesus, sometimes actually it's something that's in our own lives that's actually blocking us and making it more difficult for us to follow Jesus. Here's what the Bible says to us, what God says to us this morning. It says, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. It's so easy, isn't it, to get kind of caught up in things that take us away from Jesus. So reading a story this week. It's a bit unfortunate story if you're a little monkey, actually. But in the native jungles of South America, they developed this really clever way of catching monkeys. And what they would do is they would get a coconut and they cut it in half. And then one half of the coconut, they'd cut a tiny little hole just big enough for a monkey's hand to get through. And the other half of the coconut, they put a nice sweet-smelling orange. And they join it all back up together again. And they tie the coconut onto the tree. And the little unsuspecting monkey would swing through the trees. He'd smell the orange. He'd come up the tree. He'd put his hand in the little hole. He'd grab the orange. And then he'd try and pull his hand out. But he couldn't get his hand out because the hole was too small. And the only way he was going to get his hand out was if he let go of the orange. Then he could pull his hand back out. And that's what the Bible's sort of saying to us this morning. Sometimes there are things in our lives that we hold on to so tightly that actually it makes it much more difficult for us to follow Jesus. And God's saying to some of us this morning, it's time to throw off some of these things that make it difficult for us to follow Jesus. It's time to let go. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles, because it makes it more difficult for us to follow Jesus. So there's the second thing God's saying to us this morning. He's saying to us, consider our own lives. And here's the third thing that God's saying to us this morning. And if you haven't picked it up already, it's to consider Jesus, isn't it? That's what we've been doing throughout our service this morning. Consider Jesus. Here's what the Bible says to us. It says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. That doesn't mean take a casual glance at Jesus. It means make a deliberate decision to fix your eyes on who Jesus is and what he has done for you. Here's what the Bible says to us. We need to consider Jesus. And one of the ways that we do that is by listening to some of the things that God says in his word. Here's some lovely verses in the Bible. We've been thinking about this as adults, haven't we, in this room on a Sunday morning. Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. That means that he has made us right with God by dying on the cross, and he has made us permanent children through his death on the cross. By one sacrifice, we have been made perfect forever, those who have been made holy. And another one of my favorite verses about how Jesus perfects our faith, it says that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Does that excite you this morning? Are you glad that promise is there in the Bible? Because there's a lot of work still to be done in my life, and there probably is in yours as well. But Jesus says, what I have started, I will complete. And through the sacrifice of Jesus, that he has made possible. So, we've been thinking about some heroes this morning, haven't we? Hero figures, Superman, Spider-Man, all kinds of imaginary superheroes. We've been thinking, haven't we, about some of the superheroes that we see in the movies. We've been thinking about some of the heroes of faith that we see in the Bible. We haven't really talked about them this morning, but people like Abraham and Moses and David, their stories are all in Hebrews 11. And it can come right through to the present day as we think about people who've inspired us in our faith. And here's what the Bible's saying to us this morning. Consider, let's read it out loud together, shall we? So that we remember what God is teaching us this morning. Consider those who have inspired us. Consider our own lives. And consider Jesus. I want to show you one very final and quite moving video clip. I warn you, this is quite a moving clip. This is a lovely illustration of how God walks with us in the difficult times of life. He has promised that he will be with us. He has promised that he will help us by his Spirit to cross the finishing line. This is a story of Derek Redmond, who was a British athlete back in the Olympics in Barcelona in 1992. The story will speak for itself. But as you watch it, I want you to remember that this is what God does for you and me. He walks with us. He's there in those difficult times, and he has promised to help us to cross the finishing line. Powerful illustration, isn't it? That is just a human illustration of God's commitment to people like you and me. Flawed, failed people who love Jesus and don't want to cross the finishing line. God says, I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. What's God been teaching us this morning? Well, when we need encouragement to persevere, think about those who've inspired us. Reflect on your own life and fix your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of our faith. I'm going to sing one final song now as we conclude. It's a song that we've been learning together as a church. It's about by faith we stand on the promises of God. This is a great song for us to finish with this morning. We're going to stand and sing, by faith we see the hand of God in the light of creation. That's walking with God's promises in our hearts. Let's stand together as we sing. Children, if you've got a song or a prayer that you've written to say thank you to God for your Sunday school teachers, bring to the front, will you, while we sing. Let's stand. Prayers to conclude with this morning. Thank you for all of you who have worked so hard over this last session. I know we've said thank you to our Sunday school teachers, but there is an army of people, of volunteers in this church, who work for God here week in and week out. Thank you so much for all that you do. So those who are heading off on holidays, have a great time. We pray God's safety. We pray God's refreshment on you. A couple of prayers that our children have written. Dear God, thank you for being the best in the world. Second prayer. Dear God, thank you for our Sunday school teachers and for their helpers. Dear Lord, thank you for our Sunday school teachers. Thank you for giving them wisdom to teach us. And so final words from the Bible as we conclude this morning from Hebrews. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let's pray that as we go out into this new week, and as many of us go out into summer breaks, that we may know the presence of God with us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.